back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. A little bit after 10 o'clock, the protests continue here in Los Angeles. And we'll get an update on Channel 9 when they go to that story. But I guess there's still a protest going on in West Hollywood. The pro-gay marriage protest continues. All right, a lot of people want to talk about this. People got caught up in the traffic. People that are livid that they no longer are allowed to get married in the state of California. And I guess the people who have gotten married are going to be grandfathered in. I think, according to news reports that I heard, that the people who got married before Proposition 8 passed, I believe will remain married, but I'm not 100% positive on that either.
Fantastic.
All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I know that a lot of people who are pro-gay marriage have gone to the streets to try to protest the decision that the people of the state of California made by about 500,000 votes. And I think, blocking traffic may or may not be the way to go. Who knows? But it's a really hotly contested issue, especially here in Southern California, also up in San Francisco. And in the state of Florida, they passed it as well. And the state of Arkansas went further and said that not only can they not have gay marriage, but unless you are a heterosexual couple, you can't adopt a child. And even from you can't even be a foster parent, which I think
Jesus
is
Christ.
Yeah, I'm with you there, baby. I think that's ridiculous. I mean, what they're saying in Arkansas is a kid's better off in an orphanage than with two guys or two women. It's ridiculous. All right, let's talk to Chase in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Babu.
Hey.
Hey, it's Jace, like Jason.
Oh, a Jace. Oh,
yeah,
I'm
no
sorry.
Worries, no worries.
All right, no problem, man.
No, hey, you asked an interesting question. What happens next? You know, Tim, there is legal precedent for this. First of all, in California, we have a process already spelled out as to how to change the Constitution, and you can't do it by a popular vote, ultimately. Now, the precedent for this is in Colorado. In the 1990s, Colorado voters attempted with their amendment to modify their constitution. Ultimately, it went to the Supreme Court. The case is called Romer v. Evans. It's decided in 1996, and Justice Kennedy wrote the main opinion on this, and it's already been overturned. There's legal precedent to this, and what happens next is the appeals are going to be made to the California State Supreme Court, but it ultimately will go to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right.
And it will be found unconstitutional.
Well, that might happen.
Yeah, there's no question it will happen. It's prime for a fight. It's already been decided in California. Applications have already been made. Injunctions are being requested. California Supreme Court will refer this down to a district court. They'll issue injunctions, and then ultimately it'll be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's up to the U.S. Supreme Court to decide
right.
if they want to hear the case, but there's legal precedent for this, and it was decided in the Romer v. Evans case.
Right. Now, is it legal for gays to get married in Colorado now?
Unknown to me.
Okay.
Don't pay attention to their laws, but I'm familiar with the case because I wrote an interesting paper on it. I'm a paralegal. I'm not an attorney. Your attorney who called in earlier sounded like an a-hole, as you said, because he was making an emotional argument, and argue this emotionally.
Yeah, but here's why I thought he was being a very hypocritical. He says that, you know, that gays deserve the same rights as everybody else, and I agree with that.
It's a civil rights issue.
I agree with that. But then to reduce and then to sort of split people up by either education or geography is doing the same thing that he's fighting against. You know, when he says that the Supreme Court justices are the intellectuals and they should decide, not some yahoo that lives in the Inland Empire, that's basically the argument that the fight that he's fighting.
Well, but as I said, he was taking an emotional position, which is a cardinal no-no in arguing from the legal aspects. That's the reason we have three elements of government. We've got the legislative, the executive, and the judicial.
Right.
And the judicial has the final say. And in terms of what happened in Colorado, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down their amendment, and they could not amend the Constitution by a popular vote on a ballot.
Well, it was the perfect storm for this proposition, because if it was just up to white people, the way the vote shook down is white people voted no, not overwhelmingly, but a slim margin. White people, I think it was 52 to 47 or 48, whatever it was, voted no. Hispanic people were about 50-50 on it, and overwhelmingly 70% of the African-American community voted yes on it.
Now, Timmy, did you not mention Wednesday night that in Colorado that the marriage applications changed from husband and wife to party A and party B?
No, that's what they did here in July after the Supreme Court overturned it.
Okay, it could be something like that in Colorado, but I don't think that marriage has been legalized there.
Yeah, and then you know what you're going to get if it does go to party A and party B? These these women will fight you on who's going to be A and who's going to be B.
could very well be right, but I see it's
that's going to ruin some marriages right there.
Well, there you go, and I'm gay, and I'm not planning on marrying anybody right away. But
is that right?
I know.
Let me see. Three, maybe four guys who are like openly gay. A couple who are not open about it, and I don't know any of them that want to get married.
Yeah, exactly. But you make an interesting proposition, and it seemed to me, just in my interpretation of listening to you speak, that the protesters are out there attempting to irritate people. And why are they not in areas where it was overwhelmingly voted yes? But
right.
But this is a civil rights struggle. It's the same thing. Memphis in 1963-64. It's not about public relations. It's about civil rights. And so the people are out there expressing their outrage at having civil rights taken away from them. And we are, us homosexual people, considered still second class in many aspects. This is what the attorney was trying
right.
to get across, but he became emotional about his argument, so he lost credibility from doing that.
Right, but in struggles like this, it's always, maybe I'm just an idiot, but
that's a different issue.
Yeah, but I think it would be a much simpler way to go to try to convince people to maybe perhaps put this on the next ballot and get people rallied on your side. And I think stopping traffic and getting a guy caught up in 45 minutes to an hour and a half's worth of traffic is not the way to do it.
Well, what that does is that spikes outrage in the general population, and it brings attention to the issue. I mean, it's really, really the function of civil protest is to bring attention to the issue. Ultimately, however, to put it back on the ballot, once again, is an attempt to amend the Constitution without going through the constitutional process already set in place for amending the Constitution.
Right.
So there's two issues here. This, you cannot amend the Constitution in the way that this was done, issue number one. And the second is that there's legal precedent for this in another state that's already been decided by the highest authority in the land, the U.S. Supreme Court. And they will look back on their prior decision, I predict, ultimately when this case goes
right.
to them, and I believe that it will.
And, the guy that called up who said he was a lawyer and he was married to a doctor.
Right.
And he was saying, it shouldn't be up to some yahoo that lives in the Inland Empire. Well, he also failed to say that, that Obama and Biden are also against gay marriage.
And things are changing in this country, but at this point in time, it is a struggle in process. And this is...
And by the way, I find it really unusual and, tough to stomach that a guy like, Barack Obama would be against gay marriage.
Well, he could change his position. That's always a possibility, too.
Yeah, listen, I think that's coming.
Also have what's called the Defense of Marriage Act that was passed by Congress in 1996 after the U.S. Supreme Court decision in Colorado. And that's never been tackled. And I think that the reason that that's never been tackled by gay activists is because the times are not right, and a negative decision would have precedent as well.
Right.
So nobody's wanted to tackle that issue. But
you sound more intelligent than most lawyers. Get out of the paralegal business and get yourself a degree.
I'm going back to art school. I was a photographer before. I'm going back.
Excellent. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, buddy. Man. All right, there he goes. Jason, everybody. Or Jace, I should say. Let's talk to Bill in Moreno Valley. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, Tim. How you doing, man?
All right, man.
Listen, let me tell you a little story, okay?
Sure.
First of all, I'm against gay marriage, so let me tell you why. I grew up in New York City, okay?
Uh-huh.
My mother was a single parent. She was also a lesbian. I had a lot of problems and persecution because of it. there are so many people out there that have their viewpoints against homosexuality. I don't have that problem. I'm really not a homophobe because I grew up in it.
Right.
But you look up the definition of marriage, it's a male and a female. And ever since this whole thing about domestic partnership and everything, they automatically become to think that they have minority status. Being married is not a minority. It's not a question of... And this
you mean being not married?
What's that?
You mean not being married is not a minority status.
Or being married is a minority status.
Right.
Either way. And this guy just you just talked to was saying about amending the Constitution. You start playing around with that, brother. Watch what happens with immigration and everything else in the Constitution that says you can and cannot do.
Right.
Listen,
I think that, you know, ultimately, you know, it probably will go to the Supreme Court. I think that last caller, Jay, said was a reasonably intelligent guy and, you know, had his finger on what might happen.
And, oh, sure. He's very intelligent. I can't argue that. Sure.
Yeah. Now, when you grew up, your mom was a lesbian. Were you adopted or?
Oh, no. She actually got turned on to that whole lifestyle from my father's brother's sister.
Wow. And how old were you when mom decided to leave the stick?
Two.
Two?
I was 2 years old.
Wow. All right. Now, did your mom go through a bunch of chicks or did she have a steady woman?
I think there was like two or three. Two or three throughout my entire... But the funniest thing is that, and believe me, I know a lot of homosexuals. I grew up around a lot of them. They tend to go with the same 3, 4, 5 all throughout their entire life. They get tired of one, they go to another. They get tired of that one, they go back to the other one, and so on and so forth. And that's what I saw. I mean...
But isn't it easier to do that when you're not married?
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that marriage would be a, you know, would be exactly the thing that the gay community wouldn't want.
Well, however it is, Tim, the bottom line is this, is that having an altered lifestyle, or alternative lifestyle,
right,
does not make you a minority.
Right. How many, do you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only child.
Oh. Did you get along with your mom's girlfriends?
No. No. They took the place of dad, quote unquote.
Where did dad go?
My father split. I mean, he told me, come on, right. Would you?
Did your dad, you still speak to dad?
No, both my parents were dead by the time I was 25.
Is
my
that
mom
right?
Died of breast cancer. My father died from a heart attack.
Oh, man.
So,
that's a rough life, dude.
Yes, it is. But you know what, Tim? You either persevere, just like it says in the Shawshank Redemption, either you get busy living or you get busy dying. And
that's great, dude.
I live and let live, but as far as this gay marriage thing and playing with the Constitution, leave it alone. We're going to have major problems.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, there he goes, man. That's pretty cool. I've never heard that before. I didn't see the Shawshank Redemption. You either get busy living or you get busy dying. That's pretty cool. All right, let's talk to Jennifer in Century City on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, are you?
All right.
So, I don't know. I'm pissed off over the traffic. I got to be honest.
Do you live in the area?
I do. I live right in Century City, and they blocked off my whole Santa Monica the way I get home. Then I had to try to cut down to get Olympic. That was all backed up. And what's, you know, ironic about this is I actually voted no for Prop 8. And after all of this baloney that they're doing with, you know, blocking our streets and stuff, if I have to vote for it again, I'm voting yes. Because now I'm mad.
Right. Yeah, but see, that's the exact reaction that the people who are pro-gay marriage don't want.
Exactly. But, I mean...
You know, you should have a... Everybody who voted no on Proposition 8 should have a big no sticker on their cars, and we should be able to slide through these protests.
No, exactly, but...
We should get the carte blanche.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. And on top of it all, I donated my time to do a no on Prop 8 commercial. And I mean, that's how much, like, I feel like everybody has a right to get married or not get married, whatever you want to do.
Right. Which one did you work on?
Well, it was the one with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So, you know, I definitely believe that people have a right to get married and have the same rights as everyone else. But I'm not out there blocking off traffic and making people crazy. And furthermore, I got yelled at by a gay man tonight, which really pissed me off. And he yelled at me and he was like, this is the biggest, you know, day in our country. And I'm like, the hell it is.
Jennifer, I'm sorry. I was in a bad mood, you know. It's a big protest, and I blew up at you. I'm really, really, really sorry.
Jesus, Randy.
I mean, you know, but don't take away my right to marry. Jesus Christ.
Right, please. All right, Jennifer, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right, take care of yourself. There she goes. All right, Proposition 8 was voted by the majority of Americans, or the majority of people here in California. I shouldn't say, vast majority, but I think it won by about 500,000 votes. And it'll probably go through the Supreme Court, or at least the state Supreme Court, and then maybe on to the big one in Washington, D.C., and maybe they do overturn it. But right now the protests are going on, and there are a lot of people livid that this a right that was given to gay people to marry was taken away from them. And I can't imagine how pissed off people would be if that happened to you or to me, you know. I take that back. If the Supreme Court said heterosexuals can no longer get married and we're taking away all your marriage certificates, I think there would be a party of about 3 months in the street. Let's talk to a Sammy in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
I think I'll give you the best opinion so far. Let's see. I just took a Lortab and a Soma, and I just cracked a Heineken. So.
Oh, good for you. That's a great combo.
It is.
You got the Heineken. What else you got going?
Lortab and a Soma.
Lortan, is that like a Dilaudid?
That's the big Vicodin. That's a 10 milligram Vicodin.
Oh, that's the big painkiller.
That's the big blue one, yeah.
Wow.
That's a good one.
All
anyways,
right.
I'm not even in Vegas, but first of all, could I get some snow? No.
Hey, is this just recreational or are you in pain?
No, I have a thing with my leg. I got a circulation problem with my leg. But yeah, you know, I always kind of overdo it when I want to have fun. But
could I get some snow?
Yeah, there you go. Could I get some snow? That's
could
my buddy.
Could I get some snow?
Could I get some snow?
It sounds like that's the only thing you don't have.
Yeah, I could use some. No, my only point on it is going back to the knucklehead, you know, guy who was with the attorney. You know, I just think it's something that shouldn't have really even kind of been on the ballot. He really went off the deep end comparing people and, you know, put himself right in that same box. But like, you know, if you were to put a proposition out there saying that, you know, those dudes that are walking around with their pants half hanging off so their underwear are all showing,
right,
and you put that on that they couldn't do that, I guarantee you over 50% of the people would vote on that, it would win, and then there'd be all this, you know, outrage that you can't tell people how to dress, and it would all
there's laws like that in Louisiana.
There's what?
There's laws that have passed like that this year in Louisiana.
Yeah, Louisiana's got crazy laws. That's probably why not a lot of people live down there.
Yeah, you know, and it's just kind of the same thing that you have, my man. It's just, you know, it's something that they shouldn't have done, but yeah, they're going about it all the wrong way. You know, raise hell in an area that they could get just as much publicity without affecting all the people that were on their side, because, yeah, eventually they're going to need to get the population on their side.
Yeah, eventually. All right, yeah. Sammy, we thank you for calling, dude.
All right, buddy.
All right, Ingrid in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
All right, baby.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you? I
excellent.
Like your show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Pretty much my comment is, like, when only like 10% of like nationwide there's like black people.
Right. I think they accounted for 14% of the people voting this year.
Okay. And so when you have like 70% of the population of California that are black voters and they vote for yes, it's not, I don't think that is really an issue, because it's only 11% higher than, I mean, on the average of the white and other minority voters.
Well, I'm just telling you the way the stats broke down. I'm not judging, you know, who did what. I'm just saying.
Well, no, I mean, no, I understand that. I mean, it's a fact, and I mean, it can be, like, you know, brought to people's attention, but the fact that it's pointed out several times, because I heard it last night when Arsenio was on,
right,
and I think more so, like, for me personally, it's not that, oh, I hate gays or that I'm upset. I just believe in just the general way of life. I think that God made he set a plan. It's not anything you have to think about. I mean, the stupid idiots that call in on this radio station, I listen to you guys every day. I listen to Tom Like It's and You.
Thank you
it's like the people that call in, these people procreate, and it's just like those idiots can do it. It's not like, you know, science. And God laid a plan, and then they want, I mean, people, when I was born, I didn't choose to be black. It just, you know, that's what happened. But, I mean, a person can choose whether or not they lay down with someone else. Now, how you feel you'll end up in the end, that's on you. But, I mean, I'm not going to judge you for that. But when you try to
say
that.
Let me ask you something. If you think it's nature for men and women to be married and procreate, which I agree with you, then how do you explain two male dogs humping?
Horny. Dog. My dog.
There's a lot of homosexuality in the wild kingdom.
Like onion? Yes, thank you. I'm sorry, I'm an in and out.
Oh, you are. What are you getting?
No, just a hamburger. No, I'm taking it home. Thank you. Okay, sorry, I'm an in and out.
That's right.
But anyway, I mean, that's just my point.
Anyway,
I mean,
did you get well done fries?
No, I didn't get
Randy, please.
Get them animal style. They put sauce on it.
Jesus Christ. Take care, you guys.
Did you get a shake?
Hey, are you at the one on Van Nuys and Ventura?
I knew you were going to say no. Yeah, I'm right here. Actually, that's Moore Park.
Moore Park and no, that's it's Van Nuys and Ventura. Oh yeah, you're right. It is Moore Park. Right, yeah. Right. Okay,
it's Moore
Park. All right, Ingrid. Thanks for calling. Enjoy your burger.
Bye. Hey, Tim.
All right, there she goes.
Can I give Ingrid a quick tip?
Yeah.
When you get fries from In-N-Out, always order the special sauce on the side because it's really good with the fries.
Special sauce on the side.
Yeah, the like mayonnaise-y ketchup-y sauce.
Oh, excellent.
I go for animal-style fries. That's where they put a bunch of sauce, cheese, and onions on top of your fries. So good.
This is so typical of Los Angeles where, you know, you're talking about constitutional issues on gay marriage. And then somebody has In-N-Out, and everyone's like, oh, really? Here's how you should order the fries. Here's what you should do. All right, I got a tip for you. You want the onions, but you don't want the cheese. Scotty in Hollywood, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I want a double-double.
Okay.
So in the mood for a double-double. Now he's talking double-double, and I'm thinking, I want an animal style.
I know. You know, anytime somebody calls us, and it happens like once every other month or so, and they call us from a fast food place, it's usually In-N-Out. And when they call us from In-N-Out, I always stop on the way home.
It's killing me.
Yeah.
It's killing me. I'm on Vine, and I just passed a bunch of traffic and a bunch of people, and they're diverting. I'm not so.
Oh,
much...
Wait a minute. The protest is going on again tonight in Hollywood.
Well, it's filtering this way. They have a lot of cops. Just sort of saying, no, don't go this way. So I'm now on Olympic, and I'm not so pissed off about it because it didn't affect me as much as it's affecting everybody else.
Right.
But that woman that just called that said there was a choice to lay down, I thought, oh, it's a choice, huh? Okay, it's a choice.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's a choice.
I mean,
who would choose that?
It's not a choice. It's not.
I mean, we thank you for calling. But nobody would, you know, choose to be, you know, in a position where society is so mean to you. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's a choice to me. Hey, Frankie Renzulli is out in the valley. You ticking away tonight, buddy?
Hey, Timmy boy. You know, I was going to save this for the Diamond Vision scoreboard at Santa Anita.
Right.
So, you know, somewhere during the feature race afterwards.
Right.
Will you marry me? I mean, what's wrong with that? Come on.
All right, I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah.
You're in. You promise not to talk to me?
If we got married, all we'd do is just hide credit card receipts from each other.
I believe that, you know, gay men especially, they were like, prescient, is that the word, you know, clairvoyant, that they knew how difficult it would be to be with a woman.
Right.
So they said, you know, F it, I'll hang out with the guys.
Right.
And, you know, it's got to be a perfect relationship. Imagine living with a guy. I mean, that's great.
I know. And not being married to him.
Yeah. Throw your shoes wherever you want. And this, but I got to tell you, this, this marching in the streets getting a little annoying, but I do understand it. I understand they ran out of, tear gas, and they started pumping in the score to rent, and tear-stricken, they were being dragged off the street.
I talked to Renzulli on Tuesday night, on election night, and I was driving to work, and I said, hey, you watching TV? He says, yeah. I said, you getting any results? He says, yeah, the sixth one in the fifth race, and the sixth race about to go off.
Yeah, we're the only one. And that's what you wanted to know.
Right, that's what I wanted
anybody
to know.
Anybody else you called and said, you have any results, they would have said, yeah, Obama's up, or,
right.
You know, we know what's important in life.
And you got to see the two of us, between my coughing and hacking and this Renzulli, ticking and twitching away.
Did you tell your boss what you need? You need a talk button there?
I know. I can't stop coughing. I don't know what it is.
So who's your guest with you?
Nobody. Just me.
I keep hearing a voice.
No, right now it's you.
Me? That's it? Boy, yeah, that station has really fallen down.
Yeah.
Well, listen, did you vote yes, no? What is
I voted no on 8. Because I sold my vote to the audience. We took 9 calls, and the first 5 win, and the first 5 said no on 8, so I voted no on 8.
Yeah, I would have, sold it a couple times if you're going to get something for it.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not opposed to selling my vote for cash.
There's nothing wrong
either.
With that, Nothing wrong with voting twice.
Yeah, it's your vote. Exactly.
I'll figure it out.
Would you sell your vote for $100?
Done. Done.
I know. As a matter of fact, if you want to get a twofer, $1.50 for the next two.
Yeah, I would vote for $100. I'll vote against heterosexual marriage. I'd have that outlawed.
You'd pay to vote for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Bubba.
No, I don't want to leave.
Oh, well then hold on. All right. Aaron on the 5 freeway, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey Tim,
hey.
Thanks for my call.
All right, man.
Hey, so my thought here is maybe this ends up being good for homosexuals. First off, I voted no. I think the whole thing was stupid to begin with, and that it should just not be any of our business who people are married to.
Right.
But as I think about it, it's sort of a Roe v. Wade thing, right? I mean, if this gets bumped up and eventually the Supreme Court turns around and says, no, you know, these are all unconstitutional, you can't do propositions like this, then they end up getting a blanket ability to marry across the country. So that's one. And second thing is, where were all these protesters before the election? And in my neighborhood in Orange County, I couldn't drive 5 feet without running into 1,000 yes on 8 people, and I literally saw 1 no on 8 guy over the last 2 months.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I was totally blown away when I find out there's all these protests today. I'm like, good Lord, I never saw anybody. Well, I live in Orange County. It's
but you must live deep in Orange County.
Yeah, I do live in a pretty conservative area of Orange County.
Yeah, I didn't see 1 yes on 8 sticker in the valley or any kind of lawn sign.
Yeah, but, I also didn't see any McCain stickers, too. So that was what was weird. But...
Yeah, I didn't see any McCain, Palin, and I didn't see any proposition yes on 8 out in the valley.
Very strange election.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. We got to take ourselves a break. We'll come back with more of your phone calls on Proposition 8 and the traffic, and we'll check in with Channel 9. There's an S-load of stuff going on. The big protests continue out on the streets of Hollywood. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Do you really want to hurt?
Talk.
I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget, on November 21st, we're going to be out at Smart and Final in West Los Angeles. raising money. I'm sorry, not money, food for those homeless studs out there. And Gina Grant will be out there. I think, Randy, you're coming out there as well, right?
If they let me.
I keep you away from the food, my brother. And so if you have an opportunity, perhaps you have some food laying around the house that isn't expired, don't bring the expired crap. It happened last year. It happens every year.
Yeah, but what you can do is when you're down there, you know, do all your shopping at that Smart and Final that day, and a lot of the proceeds are going to go to the benefit. So go down there. It's on Pico and Sepulveda.
All right.
And Tim, I'm sorry to say that I won't be able to kiss people open mouth if they bring cans of food in, because I think that kind of bit me on the ass at the shipwreck.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. No more kissing the, you know, the listeners.
It's for civil liberties, Tim.
I know,
and
you
this
walk
would
in
be
the next day with that big flipper, that big can on your lip. All right. But anyway, on November 21st, Leo will be out there. And John and Jeff, I think, will be out there as well. So come on by Smart and Final. It's on Sepulveda and Pico, or right around that area. Yeah, Pico and near Sepulveda. And we're going to be hopefully 100,000 pounds of food. But please, don't bring the expired crap to your house. It really is a low-level move. I know I've done it before. But to bring the expired cans of crap, I mean, these people are homeless. You know, they got nowhere to go. And they open up a can of your soup, and it's from 1978. And, you know, depression is already at an all-time high down there. Let's not pile on. Let's talk to a Travis in downtown Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk at you.
Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that in regards to Prop 8, I actually didn't vote this time around, and I was really disappointed that I didn't vote because I feel like a Prop 8 went the wrong way.
Right.
And
why didn't you vote?
Well, the thing was is you know, I had the feeling that Obama would win, and I felt like, you know, Prop 8 was another big thing for me, and I thought, you know, the celebrities were on the side of 8, and Obama and both Schwarzenegger were on the side of 8 as well, and on the right side of 8, in my opinion, voting no on it.
Right.
And I kind of felt like it was going to go the right way. And,
so you regret not voting. Well, I don't know if you're watching the news or reading the internet up to Election Day, there was a big movement there in the last week or so because of the yes on Proposition 8 commercials. I don't know if you saw any of those.
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest with you. I was watching the commercials on television, you know, a week before it was time to vote, and I was getting pretty nervous because it looked like the opposition had some pretty ridiculous ads on TV that I felt like a lot of people would believe. So
yeah, the one ad, according to the internet or the website that I was reading, the one ad that made people crazy is that Mayor Gavin Newsom. From, I think it's his name, right? Gavin Newsom from San Francisco, with his hands open, you know, whether you like it or not, it's going to happen. And that pissed off a lot of people. Let's talk to Julia in Laguna Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi there.
Hey.
I voted no on Proposition 8, and I think it is it's an equal rights issue. It does not have anything to do with gays. I know it states that it's for everyone to be able to get married, but it's equal rights. Everybody should have the right to marry the person that they love. I'm not gay, and I don't have any close gay members in my family,
right. But
I would absolutely embrace my children and my friends who fall in love with somebody and want to spend the rest of their life with them. You know, and I talked to several people in my community who have told me that it makes a shambles of their marriage. Well,
what makes a shamble of their marriage?
If they let same-sex people get married.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And you know, marriage is already a shambles. 50% or more of people get divorced. There are people that know each other for a month or 2 months and then get married.
Right.
Do they need to put laws on that as well?
Yeah.
You know, and also government and religion should be separated. I think all these people that were yes on 8, it had to totally do with their church. All those yes on 8 people on all those corners were coming from all
right. What religion are you? Are you religious at all?
I'm a Catholic.
You're Catholic, okay. Did you make your confirmation?
I did.
Did you make your communion?
I did.
Good for you. What's your confirmation name?
It was Ava.
Ava?
It was my grandmother's name.
That's a great name. Yeah, mine's Timothy Walter Dalton Conway.
Okay.
After my grandfather, too.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't remember a word from confirmation class.
You know, I actually do because
I don't even know what it means or why I did it.
Oh, well, you know what? I mean, I know why I did it because my parents told me I had to do it.
And yeah, that's why I did it.
I was 14 years old.
Yeah.
And
yeah, my mom made me do it. My dad didn't give a rat's ass.
Oh, see, both my parents are very strict Catholics, but I also think out of the six kids that they've had, if any of us had turned out to be gay, they would totally love us. They would embrace our partners.
Why don't you test it? Why don't you bring home a chick?
Well, I'm married.
Oh, you are?
But,
well, then really test it.
You know what? Actually, I have several friends, neighbors, that are gay and they're married and my parents have met them and, you know, we have dinners at my house and all the neighbors come over. It's not that I've like, you know, they're just couples. There's just several different couples and some are heterosexuals and some aren't.
Well, you got a perfect life going.
Why would anybody choose to have such a tough lifestyle if it
right, that's what I'm saying.
Didn't come natural.
Yeah, it's gotta be biological.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
I've been married 18 years.
You raised those kids Catholic?
Well, no. They've been baptized, but it's only because my husband's uncle's a priest.
And,
yeah, you know.
Yeah, I have a lot of uncles who are priests in Detroit and Groseal, that whole Detroit area. And it's always tough because, you know, when they're not on the clock, they drink and smoke and swear as much as I do.
This priest is actually in Italy. They got baptized in Italy. And but we've caught him a few nights going out, you know, with his shirt unbuttoned and a few gold chains. And we're kind of wondering where he was going.
Yeah, he's going to enjoy himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right,
well,
thanks
thank
for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care of yourself,
you
Julie.
Too.
All right, there she goes. Look at that life in Laguna Hills. One of six kids. She's got her own kids, and everything's happening for her. Love people like them. Great lives. Mike in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, I'm doing good. How about you?
All right, man.
You know what? There was a guy who called earlier who said that you shouldn't mess around with the Constitution and give gays the right to marriage. And the fact is, he's got it backwards. The California Constitution already allows gays to marry, and that's what the California Supreme Court interpreted it to say.
Right.
Proposition 8 actually takes away rights. And, you know, it's important to remember that it's been less than 60 years in California that we've actually allowed interracial marriage.
Right.
If we can take away the rights of gays to marry and amend the Constitution to take that away from them, just because, you know, the majority or
well, let me ask you a question, Mike. Let me ask you a question and pretend that nobody's listening. Okay.
Right.
Maybe it's just you and I having a conversation at a bar, and nobody's around the bar is listening, and we're not on the radio.
Yeah.
Do you think society would be better off if we took away the right for women to vote?
You know, no.
That's because you're on the radio, dude. That.
Yeah, but it's anonymous. Nobody knows.
I know, but man, if you, I saw you in a bar, man, I think I'd talk you into it.
But, you know, I'm just saying that Proposition 8, our Constitution isn't about taking away rights. It's about giving rights. And the gays already have the right to marriage. I'm okay with that because it doesn't affect me one way or another. If they found somebody they love, then why not?
Here's a question for you, and I've had nobody answer this, and everyone is sort of stunned when they start thinking about it. Have you ever seen two black guys get married to each other?
I have not, but not for lack of trying.
Yeah, I haven't either. Man. I know you're out there 2-3 hours a day looking for them. All right, dude. Thanks for calling. All right, there he goes, everybody. Michael in San Pedro, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, bud?
Hey, dude.
I voted actually yes on 8, but when I was locked up, because I just did it like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And I paid a yes on 8, but
where were you locked up?
I was in Chino.
And what'd you do?
This time, just a little possession farm.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, but
did you have coke?
No, a firearm.
Oh, firearm. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant drug possession.
Hey, but I was going to say, when I was listening, I used to listen to y'all like every day right there in jail.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you're famous right there.
Is that a big, is there a lot of people listening to talk radio in jail?
Yeah, we just, Tom Likas.
You want to give a shout out to anybody there?
Yeah, the homie, Sia, they call him Listo, let me see, I can name, there's a lot of them, there's everyone right there.
No last names, but if you want to throw some first names out.
Yeah, the homie Edgar, let me see, Little One, Wicked, everyone, they know that there.
Everybody's there, huh?
Yeah, about 800.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. And how long did you serve? How long were you in?
4 years.
4 years for possession?
Yeah, I just kept messing up, though.
Oh, I see. All right, so it wasn't first offense.
Nah, been locked up about 10 times.
Is that enough for you?
Yeah, I've been out, been doing good, actually, this time.
What happens? I mean, you get drinking and you lose your temper, or what?
Nah, just, you know, kicking in the wrong places.
You know what? Now, do you have a chick that was your chick before you went into the slammer?
Did I check what?
Wait, did you have a woman in your life before you went to jail?
Nah, not like that. I had a couple of little girls.
You know what I always thought, and maybe you can answer this for me. Hey, can you turn your radio down, TV down for 1 second?
Yeah, I just did.
When you get out of jail, like after 4 years,
yeah,
and you know you finally go home, and mm-hmm. you know you kick your feet up, you have a beer, and then you have two beers, and you have three beers, and it sounds like you're having you know mixed drinks, and then your girlfriend or your wife says to you, you know, I think you've had too many. You're like, hey, baby, I've been locked up for 4 effing years.
That's what I tell everybody about everything right here.
Yeah, but isn't that where the first fight starts and the first time you're susceptible to going back?
Yeah, because then they start complaining that don't matter. Hey, but we said this to your partner, too.
Oh, Brian Whitman?
Yeah, that guy's funny right there.
I think he's in Chino right now.
Oh, yeah?
I think he's locked up, yeah.
Yeah,
he's in the valley. But, yeah, you know, nobody, how many people are in Chino? That's a big, it's
about,
not a state.
About 800.
800. Do they separate blacks and Hispanics?
Most of the units, some units integrate.
And whites, they separate all three?
Nah, it just depends what units you're, like, if you're in certain units, you could be with all races, and other units can be with no other race but their own race.
Do they have murderers down there?
They murdered a staff like a long time ago, but nah, they be slicing here and there, but there's a bunch of fights all day, really.
But they're housing murderers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. All right, well, I'm glad you're out, dude.
Yeah, I'll try to do good this time. Get a job, go to church and all that.
Hey, we got tickets for you.
Yeah?
I gotta go through the trash. Hold on 1 sec. This will be fun.
You want me to do it, Tim?
Yeah. Little Sarah Silverman.
I just turned 21, too, like Monday. I got out. They let me on Monday.
Well, you're going to need some humor in your life. Here's Gina to tell you what you want.
All right. Michael out in San Pedro just got a pair of tickets to see Sarah Silverman downtown at the brand new Club Nokia Theater November 21st. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
I guess stay cool for 2 weeks, dude. No guns or anything.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Take care. Glad you're out, dude.
Thanks.
All right, hold on 1 second. All right, gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Joining us from the John and Jeff Show are the two studs I'll be seeing tomorrow for the Think Tank. John and Jeff, nice to see you, fellas.
That's right. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, excellent. What's going on in the big show tonight, man?
Tonight, we're going to talk about Craigslist. They're cracking down on sex and prostitution ads.
Now, what?
Now it's going to cost you money to get into that exotic services section.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
It's like a premium service?
Well, Jeff, you don't have to take your wallet out now. They're not going to charge you now, dude.
Oh, they take credit cards.
Well, all right, so tomorrow, John and Jeff, we're on at 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1 to 2, right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
You know, we're just going to stay up all night after the third
shift. Yeah, party. Enjoy yourselves. You guys are young.
I'm camping in the green room. I brought my tent, my hibachi.
All right, John and Jeff till 3 a.m. Tomorrow is the Think Tank all day long, starting at 10. From 10 to 2 tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. And then they're going to play the best of tomorrow night from 8 to 11. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. John and Jeff up next on 97.1 FM Talk. Stephanie in Temecula, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Must not engage in ungodly sex and get HIV AIDS.
Must not engage in ungodly sex and get HIV AIDS.
Boom! Exactly.
Give them a big hand.
Ah, congratulations.
Thank you.
What does that mean, ungodly sex?
When you don't scream, oh God, oh God!
Very quick. Okay.
Thank you.
KLSX. KLSX HD. Los Angeles.